This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the last hour of the show with the only frequency that makes sense right now. The best of lunchtime radio is in full swing, right? It is time for hashtag Limpopo's next big thing. And if you know what it is, man, on a Friday, on the last Friday, we get to introduce you to a Limpopo artist, which we feel like it's the next big thing, right? And if you're a Limpopo musician who has their music registered, all you need to do right now, man, we want to give you the spotlight. Send through your music, your profile to music at capricornfm.co.za, ccchris@capricornfm.co.za, and include hashtag Limpopo's next big thing in the subject line, and we could be inviting you in the month end of June to come join us right here in studio. But right now, we have a Limpopo king, if I may call him that, in his own right. He's about to blow up. He's a hip-hop artist from Polokwane, Flora Park, that is. He's known for how he blends his rapping abilities with his singing abilities, right? Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome a boy, a fly. My brother, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm super nice. Thank you for you guys having me here this day. Sincerely appreciate it.
So, look, man, a lot of people get nervous when coming on air. I know you're used to this, right? I know you're definitely used to this, but a lot of people get nervous. I want to play a quick game with you, real quick. Don't even think about it. Just answer, right?
That's fine.
All right, cool. So, TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Single or taken?
Single.
That took long. Okay. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Making music or performing?
Making music.
Singing or rapping?
Rapping.
Okay. Now we're comfortable. Yeah. All right. So since we are comfortable, let's talk about Boy Fly, right?
Yeah.
Here on the lyrics, you like saying Fly Boy, Jiggy Jiggy. On the song title, it is Boy Fly. So who is Boy Fly and what is his story? What is he all about?
Boy Fly Bafethu is a recording South African artist. I'm a performing artist, a part-time composer, part-time producer. Mm-hmm. So Bafethu, Boy Fly is just basically an artist. I don't want to basically put myself in a box and say I'm a hip-hop artist because I do make other genres of music. So I'll just basically say Boy Fly ke artist, Bafethu. I'm just basically a whole artist.
Let's speak about the name. Where does the name come from?
It's actually a tough question because when I had to think about it, looking back, like, because I started making music like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
The name Boy Fly came along because my friends always used to tell me, like, hey, dog, you know, you always fly in terms of like how I move or my appearance or what I wear at that time. So I actually didn't have a name for myself at that time. So one of my friends was one of my housemates who I was staying with the time I was still in college. Mm-hmm. So he was actually telling me this all the time, like, dog, your name has to always include something fly in it, because you know you always fly with all these things. And I always liked music.
Sure.
I never knew that I could make music. Nignorata music, whether it's hip-hop or it's house, I always listen to music from way back, and I come from like a musical family, if I could say.
Okay.
So since I'm pumping like a music from way back, but I always had that thing in mind, like, okay, I like music, but I don't think I have the voice for it or I have the face for it, the appearance for it. So at one time, I just bumped into a guy called Davies. They just played me his music one time back in 2016 or 2017. Mm-hmm. So ever since I heard that guy, I heard his music, I heard his lyrics, his delivery, the way he's just making music as a whole, I was like, yo, this is something different. I don't want to lie. I know so many rappers on earth. I know so many singers. So many Afrobeats artists, but as soon as I heard that one specific artist, I was like, it felt like it was a message sent from God just to say, like, okay, this is just a kickstart for you to do your thing. Just listen, isn't like direction. Just listen to this guy. Just try to learn from him. So that's the thought that I just put to myself.
100%. And I mean, since you're a Boy Fly, you need to move most of the time.
I need to be fly.
Do you ever think you'll move from a Boy Fly to Man Fly, maybe?
At some point, I think it has to change to Man Fly or something else. But yeah, it can't be Boy Fly forever and ever and ever.
Sure.
Because I'm also just not planning on quitting music anytime soon. I 100%. Just want to do this thing until like I leave this earth.
All right. So since you mentioned there that, you know, you come from a musical background, your family, but when did you discover your love for music?
I think from a young age, since primary, my sister's been a big fan of music, whether it's hip hop or house. So from a young age, if I could say so, shout out to Shago, by the way, I know she's listening. So she's been listening to a lot of music. So from me growing up in the house, you know, level, okay, my sister's always listening to this. It just grew up in me at some point.
Sure.
Then I just find myself in that situation. I'm like, okay, I know this song, all because of what she was listening to when I was around. Even most R&B songs,
yeah,
I know them because of she was the stuff that she was listening to back then. So I just say, even my dad, I know jazz because of my dad. My dad used to play a lot of jazz when he was still around. My mom used to listen to a lot of gospel. Even now, she still listens to it. So
of course, yeah.
I familiarize myself with a lot of music genres just because of where I come from, what they've been playing while I was around as a youngin.
100%. Okay. And I mean, let's speak about some of the artists who actually inspire your craft. Who do you think actually you look up to in that regard to say, look, the top three, let me put you on the spot and say your top three where you look and you're like, you know what, these guys really
my top three, oh, that's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'd like to say Dave East, because he's the reason why I started making music.
Okay.
Secondly, I'd like to say 25K,
because
I feel like he's the biggest Vernac artist at the moment in SA, and his influence on me, he has a lot of influence on me. I won't lie about that.
Clearly with Trap Jumping.
I see it. It was inspired by him, by the way.
I see it.
Then the third artist, who could it be? Can it be someone at the present moment or someone?
Anyone. Could be anyone.
No, the third artist, who can it be?
Okay.
Huma Sekel. I'd like to have Bra Huma Sekel on just one of my music.
100%.
I'd like to have him on one of my albums one day.
So take me through, you know, your creative process as a songwriter, right? What inspires your craft, and you know, how do you, you know, come up with some of these lyrics?
First of all, I'd like to say most of my lyrics come from like real life experiences. Every time I always try to reminisce, like, okay, this type of thing, It eventually happened at this certain type of time. So I try by all means to just take that idea and just put it into making like trying to paint a picture on a song, making a story.
Okay.
So most of the time my influences come from like real life experiences. Anytime I go to Poloro, there was one time this type of thing happened. I was with this guy.
Yeah.
I was with this guy. So I'll just try by all means every time I get your coach.
Sure.
Just to mention that moment or mention that certain person who was with me at that certain moment. Just so that the song could be relevant not to me only, but to someone else who's listening. Because they could also listen to that. But oh, what Fly is rapping about, we actually once witnessed that, or we were with him when we experienced that. So that's one of the advices I actually got from Mesh Beats. Shout out to Mesh Beats.
Okay.
He just told me, like, dog, if you want to make music, just make sure you make something that's going to be relevant to your people around you.
Relatable as well, yeah. Because
you can't make music sounding like you're from New York or sounding 100%. Like you're from UK.
Yeah.
And when people listen to you, are going to be comparing you to other artists, and it won't be nice. So it's just better for you to be compared to your own self.
100%. Yes. All right. And let's speak about that. I mean, since, you know, you're all into music, and music, it seems like you breathe, eat, sleep music.
Yeah, straight up.
If you're not doing music, what are you doing? You can't say more music. Because I need to find out. If you're not doing music, what are you doing?
If I'm not making music, I'm actually working a 9-to-5.
Oh, is
so
it?
I just try to juggle them both at the same time, even though I know it's hard because I spend less of my hours making music and more of my hours at work.
Oh.
So most of my hours I'm at work. As soon as I knock off, I know, okay, this is my time now. This is studio time.
Okay.
No matter what's going to be happening at that moment, whoever I have to meet, whatever that I have to do, is just cancel. This is just my moment up until the next following day.
100%. All right, Adventure Family, I'm still hanging out with Boy Fly. It is music from Boy Fly, No More Yaya. Oh, yes, 2:30 it is on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is in full swing, the Capricorn Adventure, right? And in case you just joined us, this is Limpopo's next big thing, where we introduce you to the artists, man, doing their thing around the province and the songs that you need to actually add to your playlist, right? And joining me this afternoon is Flora Park's very own Boy Fly, right? So, look, man, I mean, you've been putting out, you know, music and you've been pushing. You know, you've been trying your level best, you know, to get to the top, of course.
Yeah.
So what have you found to be the most challenging in the game?
I won't even lie. The most challenging thing in the game as an upcoming artist? What I've experienced in the past coming years? It's finances. First of all, finances. You need to have finances for everything, for your own video shoots, for your own studio recording sessions, for your own mixing and mastering, if ever you can't be the one doing your own mixing and 100%. Mastering. And second of all, I'd like to say having a manager.
Yeah.
Because I feel like having a manager allows you to access some places where yourself you can't access on your own.
100%.
So basically those two things are the most biggest challenges that I could say I've been facing for the past 2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a bit about the song that we just played, right? No More Yeah Yeah. What inspired that song? Take me through the thought process of the actual song.
Basically, the concept of the song No More Yaya was just me trying to say, like, no more problems or no more struggles or no more depression. Because at that time, that song was going through a lot at that moment. So okay. I just wanted to put that out on a song, but I actually didn't know how I could actually just put it in a song and make it catchy at the same time.
Yeah.
So I just thought of the situation that I was in. I was like, you know what, I could just take all of these things and just make one concept out of it. So I just decided, like, let me just call it No More Yaya. If right. ever anyone wants to know what No More Yaya is, then I'll just definitely break it down for them. But I couldn't just simply just say no more problems or no more depression as in the title or the concept of the song. So I just, like, bottled it up onto one thing, just like, okay, let me just say it's No More Yaya.
Okay. Yeah. Let's speak about, you know, as we all know, I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ,
yeah.
so we know that hip-hop is not doing quite as well as it used to due
yeah,
to
the fact.
Genre that's in, you know? I mean, I'm a piano and stuff. Have you ever felt the pressure, you know, to shift your focus, to say, you know what, as a hip-hop artist, I want to shift my focus and focus on this genre, which is doing so well, which is I'm a piano?
Just looking at the fact of what's happening in the industry at the moment, looking at piano and looking at hip-hop, where they are at the moment, I won't even lie, you could feel the pressure, like, okay, the bros this side are moving. You could see they're doing their overseas tours. Locally, they've been touring, like, every province.
100%.
And looking at the hip-hop space, like, it's kind of moving slow. I won't say it's dead.
Mm-mm.
I'll just say it's kind of moving slow, not with the same pace as piano. But for me, basically, as I just said on the introduction of the interview, I don't literally consider myself as a hip-hop artist. I just
You're
consider myself as an artist. So I do have piano songs which I haven't released at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do feel the pressure at the moment. Just looking at the piano bros, like, yeah, but Fetuba move, they're just doing quite a lot.
No, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. And let's speak about, you know, support. I'm sure it's easier for you in terms of your family since you come from a musical background.
Yeah, yeah.
But how is the support when it comes to, you know, your friends, your family? Because now you're saying you work a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure if you were just focused on the music, your parents or your family wouldn't be as supportive, because now you'd need the money to fund your dream.
Yeah,
right?
So
exactly. So how is that? How is that support? How are you navigating around all of that?
I won't even lie. The support that I've been getting, especially since I realized that, okay, I need to make music in my vernacular native language. Because before I used to make music in English only, because the person who inspired me makes music in English,
English only.
But at some point I realized, like, ish, I actually can't do what this guy is doing. I actually can't sound like him, even though he's been inspired me a lot. How can I make myself different from the other guy? So ever since I started making songs in Venek, that's when I started realizing, like, okay, this is where I'm getting more response. This is where I'm getting, like, more feedback. This is where people are starting to engage with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my friends start calling, like, you were talking about me in a song. So that's when I started realizing, like, okay, making music in my native vernacular language, it actually helps, because feedback, quite good feedback.
Right.
And also one thing, constructive feedback is one thing that I also appreciated, because at some point you feel like, when you make a song, because now usually when I make songs, by the time the song is already out, people might not even know, but most of the times I'm actually alone in studio just doing everything by myself. So as soon as I make music, there's some people that I would like to have a session with them, get on feet, Tara, they then just listen to this and tell me what you feel about it. Then it gets to a point where, like, that guy, before I even release the music, that's the advantage that I like about it. the guy would be like, Ish Mfits, this song, I think Ishwatamuk, I think the hook or I think the verse, you can change there, or you could add this or you could add there.
Sure.
Because there's also other people boring when you just pitch up music to them.
Yeah,
we don't feel anything wrong, even if the beat quality or the mastering is still low, still. So one thing I'd like to appreciate is constructive feedback from the people that I've been getting. Because that thing, I feel like you're in a Tushanga groove. That's one thing that I grew from, yeah.
All right. No, I hear you, my brother. So as before, well, before we wrap up, what's next for you? Are we, can we expect maybe an EP, an album? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a EP at the moment.
Okay.
On the EP, I have features from Young A, I have features from G-Tech 2-Bit, I have features from Freddie Mablomo.
Sure.
I'm actually working on a feature at the moment with the Coilers. I know them very well. Yeah, I'm actually working on a song with the Coilers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually having, I have a song which was inspired by Mesh Beats.
So you'll be on the songs, they're saying, what's that ko, what's that kwa? Is that what you're also going to be doing on the songs?
Nah, that's their own thing. Me, I also have my other thing, which I want to introduce to the game. So they're going to be doing their thing on the verses. Me, I'm going to be doing my thing.
Clean.
So yeah, I'm just working on a couple of features for my EP, which I can't actually announce the drop date. But yeah, I'm just working on an EP at the moment, which I'm going to be dropping later this year. And you can also expect the video from, let me say, a month from now,
okay,
or 2 months from now. I have a video with G-Tech 2-Bit and Freddie Mablomo. The song is titled Ditapelo. I just dropped the song a month ago. It's out there on all digital streaming platforms. So please go check it out. It's myself featuring G-Tech 2-Bit and Freddie Mablomo.
I'm actually going to drop it now.
Okay.
Before I let you go, right?
I appreciate
so
it.
So, yes, is
it
there, you know, on your socials, where can people find you?
You can check me out on all social platforms, guys. It's Boyfly, BUOY_Fly. Whether it's Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere out there on your social platforms, please do check me out. It's Boyfly, BUOY_Fly.
Oh, yes. And that is how we wrap it up. Do you have any shout-outs, Boyfly?
Shout-out to Mr. Hitman Lambeti. Shout-out to Bebo. Shout-out to Frankie. Shout-out to Gax. Shout-out to Marambuli. Shout-out to LSG. Shout-out to Mama Zala. Shout out to Shago, shout out to Nare, shout out to Johnny Mongrel, but yeah, shout out to Lily as well, you know yourself, yeah, that's what's up.
It's all good, man, and that is how we wrap it up, my brother. All the best for your future endeavors.
I appreciate it.
Keep pushing, keep sowing, and we'll see you at the top, yeah?
This opportunity you guys just gave me today, I'm sincerely appreciative of it.
100%.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.